Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Join me, Chanel Danton, on the search for truth and guidance through conversations and content around the cosmic moments that can bring about exponential growth. You are invited to discover tools and techniques to manage challenges, master transitions, manifest abundance, and live your best life. The time for cosmic moments is now. Welcome. So many people are wanting to have these psychic abilities or feel that they have good intuition but just don't know how to use it correctly. Well, the seat of your intuition is the third eye chakra. Today I'm going to be speaking to you about the third eye chakra, that Ajna chakra in Sanskrit, which literally translates to mean to perceive, to command. I really enjoy Anodia Judith's explanations of the chakra system, and I'll put a link to one of her books in the show notes. The attributes of this vision center, this point between your eyebrows, is clairvoyance, memory, dreams, vision, color. And it's an indigo, deep indigo purple color. And it literally, as I said, translates to command, to perceive. And it brings in this concept as just as we're able to create or shape our world through our words, the images we hold in our mind influence the events of our lives to such a huge degree. What we perceive and remember is also what we command into reality. And if you've done my 21-day program, the Cosmic Mind Shift, you'll know that I speak a lot about the visualization being this powerful instrument to manifest into reality what you want, your heart's desire, and why it's so important to create that congruence between your heart and your mind. Visualization is a tool for manifesting, and it's a powerful way for you to receive visions and messages as well. When your third eye chakra is open and expanding and awakening, which you do through meditation, through negating fluoride from your diet, or so use non-fluoride toothpaste. You're opening this pineal gland and this ability to have deep insights. The element of the third eye is light, a higher, faster vibration than sound, the least dense and most versatile of any element that we've encountered through the chakras. Traveling at speeds beyond comprehension, communicating across distances, events that have ceased to exist. When we view the world, we must remember it's not objects we see, but reflected light. And this is what we learn in the fourth center of the medicine wheel in shamanic medicine. This ability to view the world not in object form. And then this brings in the thoughts of non-linear time and all the rest that a lot of neuroscientists speak about. The pineal gland, or the third eye in the embryo, is actually a third eye that later degenerates in the embryo. And it's been demonstrated that the pineal gland is sensitive to light, even when optical nerves have been cut. However, the functioning of the pineal gland in the mature adult is still a mystery, and it's believed by some to play a part on producing the internal visions that sometimes come in the meditative states. So, again, people that have done this 21-day cosmic mind shift journey with me will often talk about beautiful lights that they've seen through the meditation when they're looking up at the third eye point, or even visions. And so it requires patience, because you know, meditation is a culminative experience. The more you do it, the longer you're able to do it, and the deeper you're able to go. And then you're able to experience this visual imagery, and dreams become clearer. The clairvoyant sight is an ultimate example, the product of an open and functioning ajna chakra. The purpose of the center is to become aware of the images inside our minds, the one we perceive and the ones we create, so that the vast visual screen can be used consciously to call images at will and bring us information unavailable at other, through other means. Those who are open on this level are aware of their perceptions and can interpret them usefully. If the chakra is closed down, we may experience eye trouble, headaches, and even the inability to dream. So in the cosmic mind shift journey, often people will say at the beginning they start feeling headaches, they start having pains with the eyes, and this is often associated with the blockages, this mindful awareness of this blockage in the third eye center. And if the chakra is closed down, we experience eye trouble, as I said. But if it's too open, without solid ground to back it up, one may experience hallucinations, confusion from too much input, or overinterpretation of everyday occurrences. So it is important to be led through this process and supported in the grounding, or at least know the tools to ground properly, so that when you go into the meditations that are opening your third eye chakra, you're able to ground in and come to even balance. Psychic perception is something that everyone has, at least I believe so, from my experiences and interactions with people, and also feedback from people that have done my program and been able to start having these insights by the end of it. It's my firm belief that psychic perception is something that we use profusely without even realizing it. You know, we get these signs and these symbols and we don't even realize that it's actually the third eye that is opening. And so when this happens, it's important to validate these subtle psychic perceptions that float through our minds each day. Opening your psychic perception is largely a function of learning to recognize patterns and create an internal visual language which will help us interpret the symbols and signs and insights that we receive through meditation and different techniques of opening the center. So there it becomes really important to be mindful of what you're consuming, you know, television, billboards, clothing, trends. It's a major contrast or major factor of mass consciousness that's been affected. And all this visual media that's being projected into the consciousness and the whole brain level. And so we need to clear this chakra. We must get away from these external distractions and begin to experience the world as a child, this innocence, the curiosity of a child, be more curious around what you consume. Only then can your organ of psychic perception begin to see accurately. And when we discover this exciting world of patterns and colors, unlike anything in this physical realm, well, each color is associated with a different chakra. And so when we begin to understand and learn more about our energetic centers, the chakra system, well, then we're able to understand the psychic language of color that we receive through these psychic deep meditations. If you would like to sign up to the next program, which is the level 2 of Cosmic Moments Mind Shift, where we learn more about this chakra system, about what the colors mean, what blockages in centers means, and which beach mantras or sound mantras are associated with each center, then head over to cosmicmoments.com and sign up there, or inbox me on Instagram at Chanel Denton. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story and tag me so that I know you're part of the community. Thank you for listening to today. I hope that this has been helpful in understanding your psychic abilities, tapping into that, and what it means to open the third eye chakra. Keep visualizing, remembering that visualization is the quickest way to tap into the world that you would like to manifest, to bring your dreams and desires into reality. And a beautiful affirmation for that is, I manifest my heart's desires and dreams into reality. I receive profound wisdom and guidance in dream state. I am deeply connected to my intuition. I reclaim my psychic abilities. My third eye is open and I have profound vision. Affirmations are best done before bedtime or before meditation or just after meditation. And also first thing in the morning. And this is to do with the brain waves that have slowed down in this dreamlike state and are receptive to suggestions. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to you joining the cosmic community. Head over to Facebook and like our page or join our closed group. If you would like to join our 21-day mind shift program, head over to cosmicmoments.com or find the link in the show notes. The 21-day program is designed to teach you tools and techniques to tap into your subconscious mind and reprogram outdated thought patterns. You will be guided through live sessions with myself, as well as in pre-recorded episodes. You will also have access to a community of like-minded people and an opportunity to ask questions, share insights, grow, heal, and learn with us around the world.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.